Hey guys, want to keep up to date with what we're up to? Check out our show notes for links to X, Instagram, TikTok, and more. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on whatever streaming site you're using. Thanks, sexies.
Welcome to the Marvelous Swinging Podcast. This podcast contains adult content and is meant for the over 18s only.
Here's what's to come on today's episode.
I think the comments, one of our favourite comments was what Kitten and Wolf made, wasn't it?
Yeah. They said it was just like old school flirting again.
Yeah, old school social, a room full of beautiful people or sexy people. And they said it was like old school socialising with old school flirting mixed in. And yeah, it was just, I mean, they were blown away, weren't they?
Yeah.
But I think they came down expecting like an average evening and they were put on. Like in awe,
yeah, they didn't stop either. They were literally working that room crazy.
Yeah,
it was such a good evening.
Hello, and welcome to the Marvelous Swinging Podcast, a sex and sexuality positive look at our journey into the UK's swinging lifestyle. Follow our story as we discuss some of the disgraceful situations we find ourselves in, while trying to correct some of the negative misconceptions and stigmas associated with the modern swinging lifestyle. I am Marvelous Stag.
And I am Marvelous Vixen.
Okay, so take number 2 at podcast recording, because the audio was shit the first time round.
It was shit.
It was awful. I don't know what happened. But yeah, we're back.
Yay.
We're finally back from holiday.
Went to Thailand.
Actually, we were back nearly a week ago, but...
I know.
We've been suffering with jet lag.
I know, really, which is badly. Weird.
Strange, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway.
So this show will cover Marvelous Friday Social.
What a social it was.
Which was about nearly 4 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
That's disgraceful. It will cover misbehaving in Thailand.
Not me.
Saturday fun day, which actually went into Sunday as well.
Yep.
And Sunday roast duck.
Yeah.
And I think also in there was a little social that I had.
Did you?
Yeah, on the Wednesday. Literally the day after we got back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. But anyway, apologies for the gap in podcasting, because we did aim to do a Thailand episode.
Yeah.
But we failed miserably.
Well, we just didn't pick up the right cables to take with us.
Well, it wasn't the cable so much. Unfortunately, because our MacBook is brand new last year, it only has USB-C ports on it. There are no USB-A ports on it.
No.
And the microphones we got currently have... like the Samsung charger, micro ports. And to get a USB-C to micro was impossible. We looked everywhere, didn't we?
Yeah.
We went through all the airports, shops.
Even looked at tech shops in Thailand.
We did. And then it got to the point where we were going to order one on Amazon, but it wouldn't have arrived until about now, so...
That would have been pointless.
It would have been absolutely pointless, yeah.
So
sorry about that, but we're back.
Yay.
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 As a special little note, we're very sad because Mr. J.
Jolly baby.
Yeah, he's departed to go off and be Action Man.
He's off in Gaza.
Yeah, and he's very upset because he was supposed to be going to the Far East and Australia and...
Japan
and...
Thailand, India.
Yeah, so he was building up to that and he all had his dates, and then a couple of days ago the army turned around and said, no, you're fucking not, you're going to Gaza.
Slight difference.
Yeah, a bit of a difference. But yeah, so we're going to miss Joel. But yeah, let's go balls deep on Marvelous Friday.
Marvelous Friday.
So this was a big, big event, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was our biggest social.
By a mile.
Ever.
Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of planning. We're trying to organise all the guest lists, make sure everyone had drinks. We had merch to give out.
Yeah.
Spicy Match merch. We had Spicy Match reps coming down. For the party too.
Lots of OGs, lots of newbies. It was great.
It was really, really good.
Such a good night.
Yeah. So we had a massive 130 guests.
Yep.
And that's not meaning the guests were massive. It means that we had a lot of guests.
Yep, there was a lot of guests.
And the new venue coped really well with that.
We could have got more in there, to be fair.
I think so. I mean, they said 150, and I think that's pretty much would have been on the mark.
Yeah, it was quite, it was nice packed, because there were still corners where you could sit and have a chat.
Yeah.
But then it was obviously, there was quite a lot of people in the middle mingling.
Well, that right hand, as you go in and do a 180 and turn around and look away from the bar, that right hand section was, I think there was a couple of tables there that were...
Mm. It was nice little cubby holes, weren't they, just to go and chat.
Well, there was lots of booths in this venue. Lots of seating.
I thought you said boobs then.
There was lots of boobs. There was about 50% boobs and maybe more, because there was probably a few man boobs too, so...
Yeah, there was probably about 60%
boobs.
About
75%
boobs. You're going 75?
75% boobs in this venue. Yeah, the booths were great. We limited originally to 120 guests, didn't we? But we actually went over and ended up with about 130 guests by the time we had some cancellations and some more people.
It was those last minute people. They were like, oh, you know, we've managed to get a sitter. Can we come? And I'm like, yeah, okay.
And it's 130 guests after limiting it to 120. But
which
there
was still room, do you know what I mean? It wasn't overpacked.
I would be comfortable having 150 in there. It would be a little bit crammed, I think, but I think 150 would still work.
Yeah.
But we'll find out if we go back there.
Mm.
So the day sort of started off, didn't it, with you getting ready about midday you started?
Yes.
And, yeah, so I sort of left you around about, I want to say about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you went to go get Dixie at like 2:30, I want to say.
Yeah, so Juicy When Wet Girl.
Yeah.
I went and picked her up from Parkway train station. Actually ended up the wrong side because I didn't realise that you could go the other side as well, because I've never actually been that side. And, yeah, picked her up. By the time I got back, we had a kitchen full.
So there was Mr. and Mrs. Bournemouth, Amy, Leah, and that was it, wasn't that? Amy, Leah. Oh, yeah, Joel was already here, but he'd gone before them because he bought the cheeseburgers.
Yeah, he wasn't there when I left, though.
Yeah, so Joel, I was upstairs curling my hair, and then I heard the door go, and I was like, that's going to be Joelie, baby. And then he comes with triple cheeseburgers.
As he does.
He's such a good boy. I'm such a sucker for McDonald's triple cheeses.
Yeah.
But we needed to eat something. I had actually bought some chicken to make burgers with, but burgers were fine.
That's all we had, didn't we, before we went out in the end? I didn't think I had anything else.
Yeah, it was 2 triple cheeseburgers, though, babe.
That's true, yeah. I mean, I did offer one to Dixie, but she was all right. She said no. I felt a bit guilty because obviously we all had cheeseburgers munching away and she had nothing. But I think she was more waiting for sausage or hot dog later.
I will apologise now if you can hear rustling, because I've got tinfoil on my head where I'm dyeing my hair.
Because you're a fucking loon.
Well, some of you might have seen on our socials that when we were away in Thailand that my hair had gone blonde in the sun. So it literally stripped all the red out. So it was a nice colour of blonde and oranges. So I've literally just started re-dyeing it again this morning. So I sound like a bit of a tin man over here.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the
podcast. ND brain.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah. ND, that's why you got the silver hat on, isn't it? Try and help with the ND. Yeah, so I went and picked Juicy When Wet Girl up.
Dixie,
yeah. And Sam started getting ready about midday because you need lots of time to prep and do your stuff. And then, yeah, guests turned up. I finally started sort of getting ready about an hour before we had to leave, just after Kitten and Wolf turned up.
Yeah.
So Kitten and Wolf are the Spicy Match UK representatives.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've been sort of in discussion with them for quite a bit, pushing Spicy Match out, obviously, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And they wanted to attend our social.
It was so nice to finally meet them as well in the flesh.
Yeah, we've done a few video chats with them, haven't we? And lots of sort of texting back and forward on group chats or private chats.
Yeah.
And in fact, they were on their honeymoon at one point, I think, weren't they?
I know, they were in Cambodia when we were messaging them at one point.
Chatting to them.
I was like, oh man, so jealous.
Yeah, I know, we love Cambodia.
Yeah.
And when I welcomed them in, went up to get ready, and finally got downstairs ready and sort of looked around the kitchen, and Kylie was there. Kylie, our initial unicorn.
Yeah, she got there. You actually missed her to begin with because she's so dinky.
I know. I must have skimmed over the top of her and sort of like not seen her. And all of a sudden I looked around. It's like, oh, hello.
That was so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, she had messaged earlier in the day to say, oh, what, like, she put a status on Fab saying, oh, what's I been up to tonight? Need something to do. And I was like, well, you can come to our social, you know.
Yeah.
So she did.
You only got to ask. It's not like it's, you know.
Secret.
Top secret.
Yeah, we're Masons. We've got special handshakes and everything.
No, we should do that.
What, the swingers shake?
Yeah.
I have a feeling the handshake might be a bit touchy-feely, though.
Do you reckon?
Don't know. Maybe.
Consent, babe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were busy in the kitchen because we were prepping the bags.
Yeah.
Gift bags that Spicy had brought with them, which just had some merch in, which was lollipops, wristbands. Mine had a special necklace in it.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
A little Spicy medallion. Medallion, oh, okay. Pendant, whatever you want to call it.
Condoms.
Condoms.
Wristbands.
I said that. Oh, and the pasties.
Yeah, the stickers that go over your nipples.
Yeah.
Which people were actually using at the venue.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
There was no nip on show.
Yeah, so they were sort of like sorting out the bags and also putting in the flyers and the cards, the
yep.
little cards of our promotional code on, which gives you a 3 years Spicy Match membership.
Yeah, and the swing-a-thon ones. Oh, no, they went out on the tables, didn't they?
No, because we didn't have a lot of those left, did we? So
no.
We just chucked a couple on each table.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we got all them ready. We had a sort of very quick drink, and we only had one pre-drink before we left. And then we all managed to bundle into two cars, didn't we?
Yeah.
Everybody in.
Well, John's car you can get seven in.
Yeah.
So
Kitten and Wolf had two. They had Leo and Miley in the back.
Yeah, because their car was like squished.
Yeah.
It was very squishy.
Yeah, because they had like, it's like a coupe. They got a coupe in it. Yeah. So we got there nice and early.
Set up.
Got the banner up. Yeah. Literally, I think I had a drink put in my hand. And then I think a few minutes later, if that,
People
started arriving on the dot.
It took me about, oh no, a good hour to get a drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Bournemouth chucked a drink in my hand pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think I might have left it on the side. But by the time, obviously, people started arriving, I just didn't stop. So it was just like constant people coming and like where we were finishing setting up little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
With all the, you know, the merch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I finally got my G&T.
Well, like I said, Mr. Bournemouth chucked a beer in my hand very quickly. In fact, I think I had beer when I was setting up. He bought me a beer while I was doing the banner. And then as people started arriving, that table that was almost sort of like, I don't know, 2 or 3 metres in front of the entrance.
Oh, no, it was Amy. Amy got me a drink. She got me a Jaeger bomb.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that was my first drink was a Jaeger bomb.
All right, my balls deep as usual.
I know, right?
Yeah, I sort of loitered around that that big round table that was in front of the door.
Mm.
I could just, it was quite handy just to keep my drink on there. I had the bags, the merch stuff all sort of tucked behind the photo booth.
Yeah.
And then it's just nice and easy to go back and forward. But then all hell broke loose. Just the amount of people turning up, it was nuts.
I know. I'm 99% sure that I spoke to everybody.
I think we did try and speak to, because we met everybody at the door.
Yeah.
And having the merch, the bags to give out, having the little gift
and the
bags,
drinks vouchers.
And the drinks vouchers means that we get to sort of at least say hi.
You have
everyone.
To come and talk to us if you want your
well,
drink.
If you want your drink, yeah, you must speak to us. you can't avoid us if you want a free drink.
Nope.
And it's just a nice way that we can sort of break the ice and say hello to everyone.
But then also what we planned to do was almost like a little treasure hunt. So I'd actually gone out and bought some poker chips.
Yeah.
And typical me, I left them at home. So I said to the bar staff, I was like, oh, do you have anything that I could hide that's kind of small and discreet? They're like, oh, let me just bear with me and I'll see what I can find. So she managed to find me three ping pong balls. She managed to find me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started hiding those around the venue for people to find to get an extra free drink.
Well, I hid the first three.
That took the whole of about 10 seconds.
Literally, they were found within minutes.
Mm.
So then, because we knew people would be watching us, because we posted on the Discord what we were doing, and we told people at the as they come through the door, like, if you find a ping pong ball, you get an extra drink. Obviously, people were sort of semi-watching us.
Yeah.
So we gave them to Slim84A and, well, both of them, Slim84.
Mr. and Mrs. Slim84.
And they sort of started hiding, and they did a little bit better at first. I think it took about 5 minutes for them all to be found. So now you're going, we're going to have to up the hiding locations a bit, because otherwise we're going to run out of vouchers. But yeah, they did really well, and they were, yeah, brilliant. Gold star for them too for helping out.
Well, they're just legends anyway. I love them to bits.
Yeah. So yeah, we were giving out free drinks if you found a ping pong ball, because we forgot the poker chips.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Yeah, so basically when it all went nuts... I mean, don't forget, we've already hosted parties for like 80 plus people. But yeah. This was just another level, wasn't it? I mean, there was one point where we had like 5 or 6 new couples coming through the door and regulars, and we were like throwing drinks vouchers at the regulars, kicking them into the
bed. Go on, get in. Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
We know you well enough, but we got to meet these people and sort of make sure they're comfortable and sat down. And they were fine. Everyone's fine.
Oh, yeah, they're fine. They're like, no, you two crack on. Don't worry about us.
Yeah, so... But yeah, it was lovely. Lots of lovely new faces.
Yeah.
And everyone seemed to say what an amazing, or everyone from the regulars to the people who have been a few times to the absolute newbies who haven't even done anything else in the lifestyle.
No, this is like their first ever
anything.
Yeah.
You know, not even done a social with a couple or anything yet. And everyone said what an amazing night it was and how well it was hosted. And, you know, it was quite humbling.
It was. It was really a good buzz about it. You know, because okay, we might not be the most professional, and you know, we do like to have a laugh ourselves, but we don't claim to be professionals.
We're not doing it as a profession.
No, so. I know, but like, it's just nice that we're able to do something that can bring people together.
I remember standing at the bar a bit later on in the evening, and that's when I did that selfie that I put on Insta, and I looked behind me and the room was packed and everybody was talking to everybody. And I just looked back and I've just felt such a bit of a wave of emotion thinking, you know, this is something that we've done for the community. We have created this community, and yeah, it almost brought a little tear to my eye.
Oh, yeah. Getting sentimental now.
And then I had to fuck off and do some flirting because I was getting a bit too emotional.
Oh, bless you.
No, it is lovely. It really is quite humbling. And, you know, it's like, it's such a lovely community we got around us now.
That's not to say we don't get shit. Anytime we fuck up, we know about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, someone is more than happy to let us know. But I don't, not really now. I mean, like, people are normally giving us constructive criticism of anything now.
Yeah.
But obviously, the group has been refined a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is never a bad thing.
No.
So, anyway, yeah. Buzzing, buzzing evening. I think the comments, one of our favourite comments was what Kitten and Wolf made, wasn't it?
Yeah. They said it was just like old school flirting again.
Yeah, old school social, a room full of beautiful people or sexy people. And they said it was like old school socialising with old school flirting mixed in. And yeah, it was just, I mean, they were blown away, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think they came down expecting like an average evening and they were full on like, in awe.
Yeah, they didn't stop either. They were literally working that room crazy.
Yeah.
It was such a good evening. Even at one point, I got a limbo stick out. So at the bar, you can buy a limbo stick full of shots. Cost me £60. And I said, right, guys, if you want a shot, you need to do the limbo. So the bar staff came trotting out with it. And there's actually a picture of it on our Instagram.
Yeah, I put a picture of people doing the limbo. I think Mrs. A is on there doing a bit of limbo. Not that you can see anyone's faces, but...
No, it was such a good evening, and it's just like, I'd love to do it all over again. It just takes away all that stress of planning and sorting everything out, like drinks vouchers and guest lists and searching for venues, and it's just like, you don't care about any of that.
No, not once the night comes. I mean, I'd spend a lot of time doing Fabmin. I mean, ridiculous time. It's almost a bloody part-time job.
You do them like 99% of the Fabmin easily.
It's all worth it in the end. And, you know, that's probably why we don't care. We don't make any money out of it because we enjoy it so much when the nights actually come.
Yeah.
And in fact, Wolf had a lovely little chat with me. Just it was more towards when they left because they didn't stay till the end. They were 12, 1 o'clock, I think, they left.
Yeah.
And he had a lovely chat with me and literally just sort of like, going over again how amazing he thought the night was and how incredible, like he said, like, I can't believe you've done this in this amount of time. I mean, we've only been in the lifestyle 2 years and the events have been only running for like 8 months now. And he said, like, we would love to do a collab with you and But obviously, there are, the biggest problem with the collab would be the distance.
The wall.
Well, it's the distance, because obviously they're very much like Midlands to Northern.
Yeah, England. Well, they're Northern, north of the wall for us.
Yeah, and we're obviously right down as far south as you can get almost, yeah, until you hit the water. But if we could meet somewhere in the middle, somewhere like Penthouse or something like that, or VA, or JD's.
JD's would be a good one.
That would be a good area to do one.
Yeah.
And do like a bit of a collab with them, just to try and get sort of like North meets South event.
Spicy North, Spicy South.
Yeah. Or the Spicy North and the Marvellous South.
True.
But yeah, so that was lovely, having a nice chat with him towards the end.
So then the venue was kicking people out about 1:30. There was only about 30 people left by this point.
Yeah, I mean, going on to the venue, like you say, I wasn't overly impressed with the staff.
No, they were miserable, especially one guy.
In particular, like, I had to go downstairs and ask him to piss and get someone to sort of take him away, because he was just miserable.
Mm.
But they did get rid of him and changed him. But at one point during the night, there was too much of a queue. And, you know, in a room full of 130-odd people, you're going to expect a bit of a queue at the bar. But at one point, it was silly.
Yeah, it was like 4 deep at one point.
Yeah, so I did go and have a bit of a moan.
Well, I went down as well. I was like, can we have some more bar staff? Because you are dead down here. There was literally 5 downstairs and 2 upstairs.
Yeah, it was stupid. But on the other hand, I had a bit of a moan. They said, oh, well, you did add on like 20 people at the end. And I was like, no, I added on 5
extra
more
drinks.
People. But
yeah.
I wanted some spare vouchers to give away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they thought that was a bit of an excuse. But no, they should have handled that better, without a doubt.
Mm.
And then obviously they kicked people out early because downstairs was dead.
Yeah.
And I think they all decided they wanted to go home. So they just thought, fuck you lot up there. We're going to shut up and go home.
Yeah.
Which is naughty, because they told us we had the venue till 3. And I've obviously told everyone else that we had the venue till 3.
To be fair, it was wrapping up, but that's beside the point.
It was. There was only about 30 people left, wasn't there, at that point. But in any case, it's still naughty.
I know.
But we loved the venue. How it was laid out, and
it was a good venue.
So we need to sort of come to some sort of agreement if we use.
We need to go and see them anyway. We need to go and have a chat with them.
We need to get our stuff back, because we've left stuff there.
Yeah, we've left stuff there.
Obviously, after we all left, I'm pretty sure we all ended up in the kebab shop.
Mm.
Or a load of us did. We were one of the last to get into an Uber, weren't we? Because the time we got back to our house for the after party, everyone was either standing at the end of the road being super quiet or standing outside our house being super quiet.
Yeah.
I think a few people were dying to use the loo, and some people were shivering themselves to death because it was freezing that night.
Yeah, I don't know why it took so long. Like, I think they were probably outside maybe 10 minutes. So.
I don't think it was as long as they said, but it probably felt a bit longer than that waiting for us.
Yeah.
But no, fair play to everyone being good as gold and not upsetting the neighbours. Don't want any more upset, do we?
No.
Try and avoid drama if we can. One of the newbie couples came back.
Yep.
D&G, who we have now...
Mr. and Mrs. DTF.
Mr. and Mrs. DTF.
D&G, oh yeah.
Yeah, because on their profile it's D&G.
Yeah, I know, but it's not that, is it?
What are they called? Hampshire Couple 1400.
Yeah.
Cab.
It's DNA.
No, but it's some D&G on their profile.
I know, but it's DNA.
All right.
Well, anyway. Mr. and Mrs. DTF.
Mr. and Mrs. DTF. That was super proactive of them, because they were brand new to the lifestyle and brand new to our event.
They got some Billy Big Bollocks, I'll give them that.
Yeah. And they were like, oh my God, are you having an after party? Can we come? I was like, of course you can.
Yeah.
Kylie came back.
Yep.
Which she's not been around here for that sort of fun.
For a while.
For a while. No. Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, so then it was 2 years ago, wasn't it? May.
Yeah. So it was Unicorn Hunters, Joel, Leah, Dixie, Sweetie, Mr. and Mrs. Bournemouth, Hampshire Couple, 1400. Am I missing anyone?
Mr. and Mrs. PP, Playful Pair.
Oh, yeah, can't forget those. Mr. and Mrs. PP.
Was there anyone else?
I think that was it.
No, it was a nice amount, wasn't it, actually? Because everyone was busy. It wasn't too chaotic, and it was just pure fun.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was a nice amount that came back. You spent pretty much the whole part of the after party upstairs with...
In my bed.
Upstairs with Dean DTF.
Yeah, so I started off playing with Kylie. Joel did come and join in at one point.
Well, Mr. J was very keen on getting a lady pile, but I don't know whether he actually managed to.
Oh, yeah, because it was his birthday.
Yeah, it was his birthday, and I don't know if he managed to actually get that or not.
Don't know. No idea.
He came downstairs at one point. He looked a bit, like, not angry, but agitated, and I just thought, oh, maybe he's not getting what he wants. So I was trying to sort of, like, hoax people towards him. but, I mean, I think he was having a good night still.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I spent most of the evening with Hampshire couple, 1400.
Mr. and Mrs. DTF.
Mm.
Yeah. Which Bang. We have suggested that they both have DTF.
Yeah.
On the Discord.
Yeah, but he can't because he does crypto.
Oh, right. Okay. He could always say it stands for something else.
Like what? Maybe he should name one of his crypto ones thingies as DTF and then maybe. It would be easier. One of his channels.
Dodgy.
Down to finance.
Yeah, dodgy down to finance.
Dodgy finance. Dodging the finance. I don't know.
We could try and think of something, but I think it's all going to sound dodgy either way.
Dodgy.
Yeah, it might be better putting down to fuck.
Yeah, I'm down to fuck.
But yeah, so then you were upstairs with them pretty much the whole after party.
Mm.
I started off playing with Dixie, Juicy When Wet Girl.
Tsunami Girl.
Fuck me, I have never ever known anyone to squirt that much. I mean, she was sat in the leather armchair at first.
Yeah.
And she was in her lingerie, and like the way her lingerie was, like it was like quite crutchless lingerie, but it was a bodysuit. And it was just like, because of the way it was on her clit, it was almost like fucking emphasizing it more. And I just honed in straight on. I could see it. I was like, I want that.
I need it.
Yeah. So I started going down on her, and I think I only used my fingers at the beginning, and she started squirting, and then I stopped using my fingers, and she just kept squirting and squirting and squirting, and I have no idea how much cum I swallowed.
How rough did you feel the next day?
I was all right.
It's because you got rehydrated.
Yeah. That's the thing. If you drunk too much, just go and see Dixie. She'll hydrate you.
She'll drown you. Make you feel good.
Yeah, I think at one point I had to say, well, okay, I'll have to stop because I love eating women out, but like I think I was full.
You were full of cum.
I was full of cum. I was like, I can't actually, like, oh my God, I don't know what to do with it. And it's like just going all over the floor. And yeah, it was something else. It was really hot though. And she just kept going. And I think she was really enjoying herself. So then she sort of got on me on the sofa in the family area, part of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And started fucking me there. And Dee and C from Unicorn Hunters.
Yeah.
They were next to me playing on the other end of that sofa. And it was their sort of first.
They've had a bit of time out, haven't they?
Yeah, they've had some problems, family problems, and it's been quite sad for them.
Yeah.
And that was their first, like, social back again.
Mm.
And it was nice they came back to the after party.
Yeah.
But it was like, I looked at them.
So good to see them.
I want to play with Dee because she's lovely. But also, it's like, I'm just going to leave them two to do what. Just do them. Because it's their first sort of like interaction back into an after party and that.
I love them both. They're just such lovely humans.
But then later on, I felt guilty. It's like, should I have sort of said something? Or
I think they would have done their thing, babe. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
They'll get stuck in when they're ready.
I didn't want them to feel left out, but again, I didn't want to push them into anything they didn't want to do.
No. But no, they're both gorgeous, lovely human beings.
Yeah, they are, both of them. Really nice couple. And then there was some extra guy by play going
Damn.
On, which you missed.
I know.
And didn't
And you only
me.
Told me about it a couple of days ago. What the fuck?
And you still didn't believe me.
I didn't.
Like,
they
did play together. So that's a bit of a new thing happening there between two of them. Well, not between two of them, but particularly the other guy.
Yeah.
Who's decided he's inquisitive.
Yeah.
But he picked someone else instead of me, which is like, oh, okay.
Aww.
The wife picked me. Obviously, the husband has different taste.
Well, maybe. You're not pretty enough.
Eh?
Maybe he doesn't like a bald head. Well, you didn't have a bald head back then.
I didn't have a bald head then, did I?
No, just had
a receding head.
True.
Yeah.
True.
And then, so what was you? You were still upstairs at this point.
I originally started playing with Kylie. And this is where the whole serial fister started. So from once I'd experienced it with her, I wanted to try it with other women as well. So I had a few weeks back tried it with Mrs. Bournemouth and she really enjoyed it, but I didn't want to go too crazy. But again, it's just, you know, learning the best way of doing it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not something you can just rush into. You've got to take time and...
need lots of lube.
Loads of lube. So anyway, Kylie had started playing with me in this manner. And then Mrs. Bournemouth walks in the room. And I'm like, oh my God, Kylie, you need to do it to Mrs. Bournemouth.
So you were promoting fisting.
Well, the thing is, though, is Mrs. Bournemouth was enjoying it when I was doing it to her a few weeks ago. But obviously, Kylie's got small hands.
So she can basically get her whole arm up there.
She's just more experienced. Let's go with that. She's more experienced. So
yeah, she has got little hands and,
yeah,
and she can get up and she plays with your cervix and all that.
Yeah. So then I went to play with Mr. and Mrs. DTF. Now, Mrs. DTF... I was just totally in awe of her. She's very sensual, very touchy-feely. Like she's, they're both great kissers. But she'd never really experienced a lot of girl play before. But I could feel and see and tell that she was actually really into this. And like I've said it before, I hate playing with girls who are just... doing it for the sake of doing it, not someone who really wants to do it because they want to play with me, which I just find infuriating. Yeah. And if anything, it will drive me up if I start playing with a girl who's just doing it for the sake of playing.
Well, it's like, I don't really understand that because for me, I suppose originally it was quite exciting, but for me now, like if two girls are playing, I'm like, eh.
Whatever.
I mean, if two girls are playing with me, fine. If two girls are sort of like there and I'm watching, I'm like, oh, come over here and play together, but on top of me, more like, yeah, okay. But yeah, so I don't understand that. But I do think a lot of women put on shows for their other halves.
Mm.
And that's fine. If that's what you like, you want to watch two girls together, fine. But I mean, I'd rather get involved.
True.
I don't just want to watch.
Well, you like to watch me being fucked, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. But that's a bit, I don't know why that's... Yeah, I suppose I don't mind watching that.
You don't mind?
Well, I do. I quite like watching that, don't I?
But I don't know. It's obviously that's something
just
that...
for courses, isn't it?
Yeah, that's obviously just what tickles your pickle.
On. Yeah, but again, so like, yeah, two women playing. Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's still nice, but it's not something I'm going to go, oh my God, I need to watch this. And
oh that. My God. Yeah. Two girls playing together.
Exactly. Maybe I'm just spoiled.
Maybe.
Maybe I've just seen too much now.
You're a brat.
Yeah. So what happened then? I finished playing with Dixie. You were now playing with Mr. and Mrs. DTF.
Yeah.
And who did I go and play with? No, at that point, I think was when... So after I've had a few drinks, quite often, I have a vape. I go on your vape. Well, C from Unicorn Hunters said... yeah, do you want to go on this vape? I was like, yeah, all right. And as I'm having a go on it, he's like, it's not just vape, it's vape. I was like, what do you mean vape? He goes, you know, like weed vape.
420 vape.
Oh my God. So I had a couple of goes on that, and then Dixie had a few goes, and it fucking hits you so quick compared to a joint.
Mm.
And I haven't really done a lot of pot since I was a teenager, like once in the last, before that, once in the last 15 or 16 years. And fuck me, it hits you so quick. And me and Dixie were just sort of sat there laughing at each other. And we don't have no idea what we were fucking laughing about.
I remember I was upstairs playing and then all of a sudden your face appeared. I was laid on my back and you were like, babe, I'm stoned. Fucking see, he's giving me this, his vape. And I'm like, and he goes, no, but it's got weed in it. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. And you're like, yeah, I'm stoned. I'm well fucking stoned. And then you ran out again.
Yeah, I just remember sort of laughing at, I think, me and Dixie just ended up sort of like laughing at each other for the rest of the night pretty much until I come up again a bit later. And I mean, all the rooms are busy most of the night. They had sort of people playing in all the rooms. And I come back into our room and you're still playing with Mr. and Mrs. DTF. And I looked at Mrs. DTF and she's pretty fit. And I was like, oh my God, I really want to fuck you. Can I fuck your other half? And I said that to Mr. DTF. And he was like, yeah, of course you can, as long as she's happy to do that. I think she agreed, but apparently by the time she'd agreed, I started talking to the wardrobe, then fucked off downstairs again. I was like, for fuck's sake. And I was muttering to myself.
You do mutter to yourself anyway. I think that's where you work on your own quite a lot. So you do mumble away to yourself, but Yeah, in that instance, it was a bit funny, to say the least.
And then going down the stairs on the way down, I think I was followed down by Mrs. Bournemouth.
Mm.
And she literally just started running her hands down the back of my neck, and I stopped dead in my tracks. Oh, my God. It was amazing. I've never felt something quite like that. And it just heightens all your senses. Like, I smoked a lot of pot as a teenager, but obviously all teenagers are, like, trying to find sex, but it never really materialises.
Mm.
And then as an adult at a swingers party, and you're then stoned, it just fucking every single touch and, like, your senses are just going nuts.
Not that we're, like, promoting.
No, we don't promote anything like that at all. But it's just happened once or twice since the lifestyle. I've had a little bit of pot, and both times, it's just fucking, yeah, it's nuts. There was a post on there yesterday from that, on Instagram, Sex with Emily.
Oh, yeah.
And she was saying, she was sort of saying about how much it can enhance sex. So I put on there, oh my God, the sex. And she actually liked that comment. I think it was only about 3 or 4.
Ooh.
And it's just like, I know this feeling now.
Yeah.
And she's quite well known. I mean, she's always number one in the charts, isn't she, on the podcast?
Yeah, she seems to have dropped like 2 and 3 recently.
Yeah, there's a couple of new ones.
Yeah, there's a couple of newbies who are right up there. But no, she's always in that top three.
Top three, yeah. It was a really good party. There were some really good connections made.
So many good connections. It's like our Discord has literally been buzzing for the last... 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
It's gone nuts.
Yeah, it's been really, really good.
We've got some really good new people in there who are really engaging. And I think just because they are engaging with each other, it's creating engagement between some of the people who have been on there for a while and not engaging.
Mm.
We've got some of the older regulars who have been away, maybe had children. They've popped back into the Discord again. But yeah, it's looking really good at the moment. We're just about to come up to the 200 members mark on the Discord.
Nearly 10,000 downloads.
We're just coming up to 10,000 downloads on the podcast. So it's all going in the direction we sort of want it to. Yeah, apart from yesterday that the recording was a bit shitty.
Oh my God, I'm so pissed off that we're like, when you do this and you start recording podcasts and you record one, you're like, yeah, that was spot on. How we've everything's come across, and then it was like, you know, audio shit. I was like, fuck off.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened. I think personally what happened yesterday is because we took the MacBook away with us, and on Logic Now, which is what I record into, it obviously can record through our audio interface, which has got these two mics on.
Yeah.
It can record with the laptop mic, and through Bluetooth, it can use our phones as microphones and record through them.
Mm.
I think it was doing everything at once yesterday and just using all the mics, which just created a horrendous echoey audio. Yeah. And it was a really good recording, like content-wise, but I was like, no way, I'm too anal to put that out there.
You are really anal.
That's a bit like my photography, though, when I was doing weddings.
Yeah,
like,
you're so finicky.
Putting anything out there that I'm not 100% happy with.
No. But, yeah, so the next day I had a hen party to go to.
Yeah.
So I went to sleep about 3.
Well, you were fingered to sleep.
No, I wasn't fingered to sleep.
You were.
I really wasn't.
I remember walking in on you towards the end of the night, and I could see you were sort of dozing off, and someone was stroking you, and someone else was sort of playing with your pussy. I was like, should I stop this, or should I record it and put it on Pornhub, because there'd be some sort of interest on there?
Well, let's just cut that crap clear that I consented to it. It's not like I was molested or anything.
You were molested.
Right, okay.
It was still quite funny for me to watch.
Yeah, I was just like, I've gone to the point now and I'm like, I need to go to sleep. I've literally got to be up in a couple of hours. I was getting picked up at 8:45 by your grandparents to get dropped off at the train station to then go to Brighton for your sister's hen party.
Hey guys, in case you didn't already know, we are now affiliated with Cloud9 Adults. Cloud9 Adults offer a diverse and high quality range of adult products at very competitive prices.
Bored of your usual online adult toy store? Head over to Cloud9 Adults, that's Cloud9
adults for their extensive range of toys, clothing and vet gear. The prices are really competitive and the site is really easy to use.
Check out our show notes where our listeners can find a link to cloud9adults.com which will automatically apply a massive 20% discount at the checkout off of their already amazing prices. This is not one to be missed, guys.
We're heading to Swingathon 18th to the 21st of July. If you guys want to come too, use our code MARVELOUS10 for an additional 10% off. It's going to be an amazing weekend. Hopefully we'll see you there.
We are so excited to let you guys know we have been made gold members by Spicy Match. This is basically their ambassador profiles. We would love for you to join us on there with a year's free premium membership. No catch, no credit cards required, just pure sexy freeness while they increase their UK presence. Spicy Match have over 6 million members worldwide and it is the largest swinging community internationally. Take advantage of this free offer now by using invite code MARVELOUS on sign up either through the app or via spicymatch.com. And to make it worse, you had to get on a coach because the train was cancelled.
I know. I arrived at Swanwick train station and there was no trains and this big fuck off coach arrived. Yeah, and I was fuck off.
Yeah. If I was hanging like that when I was on Thailand for that trip, I fucking nearly went home from that trip and a hen party is much.
Oh my God. Yeah. I remember now.
I would
now.
Have literally looked at that coach and gone, nope.
Not happening.
See you later.
I had to go.
Well, unfortunately, you had my mother there and she would have got. You would have got moaned at and stared at.
Well, I did have a little nano nap on the coach, and I think that sorted me out.
I think the bottomless bunch probably sorted you out.
Well, no, because I was feeling pretty rough when I got on the coach. But did I get a bottle of Coke at that point? Yeah, I did. And I had a couple of sips of Coke, had a little nano nap, and then when I got off the train, I got off the coach. I was like, you know what? I feel all right now. Now that I've had a bit of sugar and a little nano nap.
Yeah. I suppose my mum didn't have any wine on her way there on the train.
Oh, don't. But no, it was a really nice day out going to Brighton. But you obviously had a house full when you got up.
Well, yeah. So originally, obviously you got up and went after finding me in one of the other rooms laying next to Mrs. Borman.
Oh my God, I can't believe I forgot that bit. So when I woke up, I was getting caressed and I loved just to be touched.
Were you being fingered awake?
No, I wasn't being fingered. Sam got fingered. No. Yeah, and it was just really nice. A nice way to wake up, just being like touched because, you know, I'm such a touchy-feely person. And I look over thinking that it's probably Kylie in the middle of us and you on the end. And as I turn round, it's Mrs. DTF. And I was like, what the fuck? Like that. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. I was like, no, it's fine. I just didn't think it was you guys.
Well, she obviously settled down a bit because when I suggested that they sleep in our bed, she's like, but it's soaked with cum. I was like, yeah, put a towel down. She was like, really? I was like, yeah. I don't think she was overly impressed by that for a minute, but I'm guessing by the morning she'd forgotten about the cum-soaked sheet and... Yeah, she was more interested in caressing you. Mm. Kylie drove home after I finished fucking her. Actually, I wasn't finished, but I think she wanted to go home. She'd had enough.
Yeah.
Probably of me.
Maybe.
And I was trying to get her to ride me. She's like, no, that sounds like far too much hard work. So I'm guessing she was tired.
We'd all got to that point where we just had enough.
I was still horny because I wasn't coming.
No.
I was on one of those, like, sertraline-fueled... Non-orgasm.
Yeah, you had that sertraline Johnny on that's not letting anything through.
Yeah, so I was still fucking Kylie trying to like come and it just wasn't happening. I was proper ploughing into her as well.
Yeah.
And I think she was quite enjoying it because she was moaning quite a lot, but also I think she was tired. She was like, oh, I'm going to go now. And so she went home.
So she blue balled you?
Oh, pretty much, I think. Maybe she was doing it on purpose. She does do things like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, you found me in bed with Mrs. Bournemouth.
Yep.
You went off. And next thing I know is Mr. and Mrs. DTF are shouting the house down about Wi-Fi and what's the password.
So well, they were trying to get an Uber.
Well, they were trying to get home or to Southampton or somewhere to get their car. And
they had a hotel room in Southampton.
Yeah, and all I remember is like Mrs. DTF was in the room with me trying to connect to the Wi-Fi. So what's the password? I was like, I don't know. So then she's like, oh my God, how am I going to get on the Wi-Fi? And Mrs. Bournemouth said, oh, ask Mr. Bournemouth. He'll probably know.
Yeah.
So instead of going down to see her, she shouts down through the whole house to Mr. Bournemouth. And then I hear Mr. DTF shouting back at her from downstairs. Then I hear Mr. Bournemouth shouting. It's like, oh my God. But eventually they managed to get an Uber and went.
Mm.
Everyone in the house got back to sleep for another hour or so, or a couple of hours. And then we all got up. Mr. J had made us tea and coffee and all that.
Mm.
They had to, Mr. J and Mr. Bournemouth had to pop off to Southampton to pick Mr. Bournemouth's car up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they got back to ours about half past 11-ish.
Yeah, well, you were a bit conscious because obviously Teddy was...
at your mum's. And I had, and you said to me, don't leave it too late. So I was trying to obviously hurry up a bit and get to pick him up. So everyone left about half 11, quarter 12, and I pretty much went out straight away to get Teddy. The next day was a nothing day. We were supposed to be packing, but we didn't even start that until the evening.
No.
Because we was away on the Monday.
We were away on the Monday.
1st of April.
Mm.
Mr. J to the rescue again. Took us out to the airport. As we got out of the bloody car.
The heavens opened.
Oh my God, it fucking pissed down. It was torrential. So much so that any time that anyone comes and goes, they get a hug from Joel.
He wouldn't hug me.
He wouldn't even get out of the car to give a hug. It was that torrential.
He wound down the window and gave me a kiss.
Nope, I ain't fucking getting out.
Teddy was screaming.
Yeah, Teddy was going nuts because of the rain.
And it wasn't just any old rain.
Was dripping.
It was big old fat rain.
It was fucking torrential. I've never seen rain like that in this country. It was ridiculous. It was, and it was perfectly timed. Literally, the moment he stopped, the heavens just went. Yeah. Like I said, we did take a mic with us, and we spent a good hour looking around all the shops in the airport for a lead that would work.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years since we've been able to get away properly.
Mm.
Well, it was literally 2 years ago when we joined the lifestyle. We went to Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too hot. They had some freak weather.
Heat wave.
It was, yeah. It was just ridiculous. Even the locals were saying it was too hot. They were all moaning about the heat.
Yeah, they were. It's always hot that time of year. Like, we always go the same time of year, which is Songkran, which is Thai New Year, end of the dry season.
Technically, it's not the hottest month, but it's the end of the dry season, which is why they have the water fight, because they know all the water's coming, and it's like a celebration. So for Songkran, if you've not been, the whole of Thailand shuts, apart from like corner shops.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, so 7-Elevens would be open, but like the whole of Thailand closes down because the whole of Thailand turns into one massive water fight.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people going around on the back of like open
pickup trucks.
In like open buses things. There's people in cars with water, and these big trucks, they got big water butts on them, and people just standing in there filling up their water pistols, go around squirting everyone. Everyone on the street's got a water pistol. You know, it's just chaos.
It's lush.
But it's good fun as well, yeah.
But yeah, so as I was saying, we go the same time every year. Some, like, because obviously we like to do the festival, and it's like March, Easter time, and it's a good one after Christmas once you've got that seasonal depression and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is why we tend to go that time of year. So it's not like we'd gone different times a year and we'd struggled with the heat. It literally was just a heat wave. And it was so intense.
Yeah, and we've been Thailand a lot. I mean, over the last 10 years, we've spent probably 6 months in Thailand alone.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was ridiculous. But this was quite a special trip because it's my granddad's 80th and it was my 40th.
Well, you're not 40 yet, pal.
A couple of days I am. So we had arranged with my gran, unbeknown to everyone else, that we were going to meet them all out in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
My granddad eventually found out because they told him that me and my parents were going, but none of them apart from my gran knew we were going.
No.
So we were out there 4 days before them.
Yeah.
Which is quite nice because it gave us a bit of a chance to settle in and have some just us time.
Well, it's also said Teddy wasn't too ratty as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, him been travelling for like nearly 24 hours. He needed a bit of time to settle down. And, you know, adjust to the heat.
Yeah.
And He was still bloody hot. We were bloody hot all the time, but at least he was able to catch up on some sleep before they got there.
And the morning they all arrived, we decided to hide in our room so we didn't get seen and spoil the surprise. But, I mean, we've been keeping this secret for, what, a year now?
Yeah.
We've done so well, and we even sort of like set up the lie a year ago with a Facebook status saying that we were going to this hotel, which was like literally the most expensive hotel I've ever seen, just for a laugh. And even my mum said, she was like, oh my God, I was looking at that hotel thinking, how much are you getting paid these days? I think some of the rooms are like 20,000 a night.
Yeah.
And that was the Viceroy Sugar Beach in St. Lucia. And I even photoshopped a picture of Teddy in front of the Pitons in St. Lucia, but they didn't open it in time. So we ended up turning up at their door with cocktails and beers.
Yeah.
But we made a bit of a mistake. We phoned up to see if they were at the hotel yet, and the hotel staff mentioned that they had family that were here. So I think that me and mum and stepdad had clocked on slightly.
Well, the hotel staff had just said, oh, you know, your family are already here, and they're like, what are they talking about? Who's here?
Yeah, I don't think my granddad didn't hear.
No, he didn't hear.
He's not so good hearing these days. And I think he was the main one that was surprised.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because it was his birthday after all anyway.
Yeah.
Or his 80th. But yeah, it was brilliant. And it sort of went, well, not downhill from them, but obviously it's all very exciting meeting my parents out there. But then you realise you're out there with your parents. Which,
cock block same they are.
Well, we did. So we met a really nice, very attractive couple who came from sort of Kent way.
Yeah.
I said to her, are you from Kent or sort of just over the river and into Essex? And she was like, oh, yeah, spot on. I could hear her accent. She sounded a little bit like one of my cousins.
Yeah, she had that twang.
Twang, yeah. And we got on really well with them and sort of made some little hints and that. But then as soon as my parents come out, I think they just jumped on our bandwagon and befriended them and cock-blocked us.
They literally took over, and I was like, all right, we'll just step to the side on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my mum's just a drunken mess on holiday, but...
Yeah, true.
I don't know why they were entertaining. I mean, to be fair, I didn't really want to be around my mum when she was that pissed anyway.
No, that's true, but, you know.
But yeah, so that was really the only sort of couple we thought were potentials out there, wasn't it?
Well, you say that. What about the ones in the... when you went skinny dipping?
What, the couple that we talked to on the last night?
No.
What, the German couple?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that was a bit... So there was one night out there, and we're about 4 or 5 days in now, and we're getting getting a bit sort of fed up with the vanilla. And Thailand is so vanilla. Even though, like, you can go and buy a prostitute, or you can go and pay for a prostitute or go and sleep with a lady boy or whatever. You can't do anything like that if you're married. So any sort of non-monogamy, any sort of adultery in Thailand is like jail sentence.
Mm.
And they really frown that. And even sunbathing topless for women, you know, there's no being nude in public. That's just bad. It's a jail sentence sort of punishment. So it's super vanilla out there. And that obviously just sort of coincides with the Buddhist religion and lifestyle. Yeah. And Buddhists are lovely. They really are. They got some really lovely ways, but they are very vanilla too. So we were getting a bit fed up with that. And on one night, probably cocktail fueled, I decided that I was going to go in the pool naked.
So this was the night you decided to tell your stepdad?
No. Not on that night, was it? No, this was the first night.
Was that?
Yeah, was it? I don't know. There was like 3 occasions when I went in the pool naked, maybe more. Because we had upgraded, didn't we, to a
pool swim up villa.
Pool swim, yeah. So like our back doors, not Sam's back doors, but our back doors, we could swim up into like, we had like a separate lagoon pool, which is part of the hotel. And we could swim up to our back doors and sort of go into the room through the back.
It was very nice to have.
It was, because it gave Teddy a bit of a chill-out time, but still he could use the pool.
So, like, when, you know, in the afternoon when we thought, right, we need to get out the sun, have a little bit of a chill, that pool area was quite shaded as well from trees, so it was lovely.
It was nice around there. So, yeah, I decided to go in there naked. I think the first time I didn't really see anyone.
No, but you weren't that drunk, though.
The first time was the time I came into the really fancy beach bar restaurant in my dressing gown.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there at that point. I was out with Teddy and we went to watch the fire dancers.
Yeah, I found the couple that we quite liked. I can't even remember their names now.
Louise.
It was Louise. Yeah, she was Louise.
And
Kieran.
Kieran, that was it.
Yeah, so I found Louise and Kieran and like sort of sat down next to them in my dressing gown, which you thought was hilarious.
Balls hanging out.
I mean, I should have worn my Kanye's as
oh,
well.
No.
Yeah. Should have worn my white Timberlands with my dressing gown.
White dressing gown.
Maybe have a cigarette white extender Timberlands. Or something.
Yeah.
But no, so I found them and then I think at that point I was even trying to suggest they came back to our room for a swim, but they were like,
oh yeah, you did. You invited them back for a swim.
Yeah, they were like, no, we're not skinny dipping tonight.
Yeah. Well, you did tell them that we weren't on monogamy.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that they took in.
No.
But then, what was it, a couple of nights later?
Yeah, so we took it in turns on like who would stay out and have a few drinks. But to be fair, a lot of the time you were going back because you were struggling with the heat.
It's just too hot.
So I was staying out with Teddy while he has ice cream or plays pool or watches the fire dancers. But this one night, obviously Teddy was shattered. He just wanted to go to bed. So I took him back to bed.
Yeah.
And you stayed out and you carried on drinking. And you had how many rum runners that night?
About 15. Plus two very, very large whiskies. When I say large whiskies, it was like, I'm going to say probably half a can of Coke.
Oh, wow.
At a time.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. So they were big whiskies. So about 300 ml of whiskey over 200. I'd say 300 ml of whiskey over two glasses. This is like half a bottle in two glasses.
Well, I was waiting for you to come back. And I even messaged your granny at like 10:30 saying, are you still with Chris? Because I didn't think you had been out this long. She was like, oh no, we left her about 30 minutes ago. Sorry, my phone's been on charge. I was like, all right, fair enough. So I just thought, oh, do you know what, you're out having a drink, whatever. And then you appear at the door.
Well, this is the night they fuckers tried to nick my tripod, wasn't it? Because I had my camera tripod out with us.
Oh, that was because it was Thai night, wasn't it?
Well, and we thought they were doing the fire dancing, and I really wanted to get some pictures of that. And then it turned out it wasn't Thai. It wasn't fire dancing. And then I left it on the bar. But yeah, long story short, I sort of said, "Where's my tripod?" And they refused to sort of say that they had it. And I was like, "I'm calling the police." Then all of a sudden, it fucking appeared.
Well, you like appeared at the room where you almost stumbled into the door, and you walked in the room doing your little because you were really drunk. And I was like, "Where's the tripod?" And you're like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, I'll be back soon." And you were gone about 30 minutes, and that was the whole tripod game.
Yeah, but during this night, I decided after 15 rum runners and pina coladas and whiskies that it'd be a great idea to tell my stepdad that we're swingers.
Well, wasn't it cop blocking you?
Well, yeah, they kept getting in the way of the couple that we quite liked. But also, yeah, I don't know, I just come out of it. And I was obviously, I mean, I don't really talk to my stepdad that much. Don't really have a lot of in common with him. But yeah, he said, oh, well, he's quite shocked and didn't believe me. But he's like, oh, well, I won't tell your mum because she won't handle that sort of thing.
I remember when we were on the flight home, I connect to the Wi-Fi and I've got, how many messages from your mum?
Oh, I don't know. They're saying that she's shocked and she's heard about something that we're
she hopes it's not true and all
that. Sleeping with other people and heaven forbid. Mm. So yeah, that was a clever idea. At least it's out now. I ain't got to fucking worry too much.
I know.
And it's just, I mean, we don't really give a shit anyway.
No.
I even said to him, so I don't really give a shit if you do tell her. But he was like, oh, I won't tell her anyway. And then he did.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
And then they text me about it.
Yeah.
Why do they always text me? Why don't they text you?
Because they know they get a load of gob from me if they get funny.
Well, you just say it how it is. So.
Yeah, I've got no filter. They don't like that.
But yeah, so then when you returned after Tripod Gate, you was like, right, I'm getting naked. So you did. You stripped off. And then you went skinny dipping again. And I was like, no, babe, please don't, because you're really drunk. And you were like, nope. And then you decided to dive in the pool. And then come back here. And all I heard was, nope. And you dove under the water again. And I was like, fuck's sake. So I couldn't go to sleep because you were obviously smashed. And I was like, well, how responsible of a wife would I be if I just left you out there in the pool smashed? And I went to sleep. And then I heard you talking. And I was like...
Yeah, I found a German couple.
Yeah.
And I think they came over to me, to be fair. And they must have known I was naked because it wasn't like pitch black. I mean, it was quite dark.
The moonlight.
Yeah, but I mean, she must have... I mean, she kept getting really close to me as well. So I think... Perhaps they might have been swingers. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
And like I said, they must have known I was naked. I mean, I wasn't hiding the fact I was naked.
No.
And normally, if it's me and I'm drunk, I'll be probably telling people that I'm naked. But she literally got like almost skin to skin contact next to me. But the problem is, because I was drunk, I couldn't focus properly, so I couldn't see what she looked like. And I was like, I don't know what to do because, yeah, I want to play with someone.
Well, yeah, you were going, come in the pool. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not coming in. Don't be boring. I'm like, I'm not being boring.
Yeah, so it was that. And then the fact that I couldn't tell if she was my type or not, I was like, and they spoke German, so there wasn't really much, like, connection because I don't speak any fucking German. So in the end, I was like, no, I've got to go in.
Yeah.
So I said goodbye. And we never saw them again, did we?
Well, you probably did, but you can't remember what they looked like.
They fucking looked like, no. So, yeah, that was that. And we did three little sessions of nakedness in the pool, I think, overall. And on the last one, we fucked in the pool on that little bit of seat.
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, so in our little part of the lagoon, which was sort of semi-secluded from the rest of the lagoon.
Yeah.
There was like a little underwater bench seat. We started fucking in that. And then fucking in a pool is not the easiest thing, so we sort of fucked this and then went inside and fucked on the little camp bed.
Yeah that was fun.
It was fun, but yeah, we had a lovely trip. Did boat trips to the Somalian islands, was it? That was really nice. But I mean, lots of snorkeling, but you could see that the weather was just fucking all the coral up. It was bleached.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Quite sad.
But there was lots of fish to see.
There was loads of fish. Like, they were everywhere. Like, whole shoals of little neons going around you.
Yeah.
And dories and bloody parrotfish. And
I'd say the highlight for me was the elephants, though.
Yeah, the elephant sanctuary was great.
Yeah.
And these are elephants. No, we are, like, 100% no-ride elephants. Like, we don't agree with anything that involves... people getting on elephants or...
I don't even like going to sanctuaries where they use hooks.
No.
The elephants that are at these sanctuaries are rescues from tourist trades.
Yeah, so they're either orphans that have been rescued from the edges of the rainforest from deforestation or they've been rescued from tourism.
There's only something like 2,500 wild elephants in Thailand now.
Yeah, sad.
It is really sad.
But, I mean... it is a tourist attraction, yeah, but it's done in a way at these sanctuaries that the tourism is kept to a sensible level at a time, and the money you pay pays for their upkeep. But yes, you go in, you feed them for a bit, then you get in the water with them if you want to.
Give them a scrub,
and just spend some time with them, and then sort of like, that's it, you go and have a coffee or whatever at the cafe, and off you go.
Yeah, and they basically rotated the animals, so they get that like four times a day.
Yeah.
So,
but it's all things that the elephants should be doing, like getting in the water.
Yeah.
It just means that you're in there giving them a scrub instead of the keepers.
Yeah.
So it's all done very friendly.
It was so nice.
Yeah, it was a lovely look. I mean, it's in the middle of the rainforest, and they had a waterfall coming down to the pool where you sort of like got in with the elephants, and yeah, it was lovely. And Teddy was in awe of it all, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we did that. We went and had a look around the tsunami
museums
and that, because that was quite horrific. And where we stayed in Koh Lak was one of the worst hit places in Thailand. Did some bamboo rafting, which was pretty uncomfortable.
It wasn't really enough rafty river for it.
Yeah, my Thai gondola man kept spitting in the water.
Nice.
Which is a bit rank. Did see a couple of snakes hanging from the trees, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, quite a lot of birds and that around.
Yeah.
And, yeah, what else did we do? There was a little elephant sanctuary right next to the hotel, wasn't there?
One was lush.
And that was just a case of going buy a couple of baskets of food and feed them. And
it's like £2 for a basket of food.
And that was nice. That was sort of like just a five-minute walk from our hotel.
That was really lovely.
Yeah. But we were glad to get back, weren't we?
Yeah, literally as I stepped off the plane, I was like, oh, it feels so good not to have that humility.
It did. Well, we flew back. I mean, even getting to Doha, because we flew with Qatar Airlines, and even getting to Doha, we noticed the difference straight away, even in the temperature there.
Yeah.
But we flew through this bloody rainstorm, and it was a bit bumpy. And then again at takeoff, it was too bumpy. Bad. And when we were in the airport, didn't we? We looked out across the desert, and we were like, fucking hell, that's black over there.
Black cloud.
And it did start to piss down, but nothing like out of the ordinary. And then when we got home the next day, we looked on the news, and Dubai was literally underwater, flooded. Wasn't it?
Well, it was to do with that cloud seeding. Have you seen it?
I have heard of cloud seeding. Yeah. But was that what that was?
Yeah. So they had done cloud seeding and engineered the rain in Dubai, and it worked too well.
Yeah.
So it literally flooded.
I didn't realise it was part of cloud
seeding.
Yeah,
it was.
But yeah, it was black. And then to see Dubai underwater, I was like, well, we just flew through that.
Yeah, it was nuts. Yeah,
it was nuts.
So we got home.
Joel came and picked us up.
To the rescue once again.
And we'd said the last few days, apart from obviously being too hot, it was like, we just want to go home now and fuck people. Because we'd had 2 weeks of vanilla and we just want to go and be filth.
We are DTF.
We are DTF, yeah. But so then, yeah, it was nice. We needed the holiday.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been a long time.
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours back from holiday, and I was off to JNT's All Mixed Up official opening social.
Yeah. So this is at the same venue that Untamed is held.
Yeah.
So it's a midweek social. Anyone and everyone's welcome. And it was their launch date. And there was like, well, one of us is going to have to go. We can't not go.
No.
Not go.
I mean, we haven't been to any of their socials yet because it's pretty impractical for us with Teddy being at home, and it's midweek and it's quite a long drive.
So well, yeah, it's like 40, 50 minutes drive each way for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But where we were off work, and we was like, oh.
Yeah, and we wanted to make the effort, and we haven't seen much of them for a while, and they're lovely
people. No, we haven't actually.
No. It was lovely to see them, and I mean, you sort of suggested that go and play if you want to, and
yeah,
but I mean, I was so tired, and so I had full-on anxiety from the jet lag, pretty much falling asleep. I had a really nice chat with a ginger gent.
Oh yeah,
because he came with Primal
and he won at the FET Awards Master of the Year.
Yeah, it was his second win when we went, wasn't it? So we went last year.
His second year,
and you had quite a good chat with him there, didn't you?
Yeah.
I had a really lovely about half an hour I was chatting to him for, just me and him. And yeah, he was telling me all about the things he gets up to, and some of the things that he gets up to are pretty extreme, I'm going to say. And we have sort of said about, I mentioned doing an interview with him on the podcast, so he said he'd be interested in doing that.
What, another one?
What, he hasn't done one on our podcast yet, has he?
No, he's done...
He has done an interview on podcasts. A podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he said he was interested in doing that. But yeah, he's really interesting. And then for the rest of the night, really, I just... I stood by the bar, propped myself against the bar, and as people walked past,
I
was all right. And then they sort of had a chat with them and spent a lot of time chatting to Bex and Paul.
Yeah,
a lot of time chatting to T especially, and Jay about Oogie and how he's doing.
Oh, little Oogie.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. I turned out at the same time as Mrs. Bournemouth, so, and then Mr. Bournemouth turned up later.
Yeah.
Because Mrs. Bournemouth's car broke down. So, yeah, he turned up later. So I spent a lot of time chatting with them. Obviously, Leah was there, so I had a little bit of a chat with her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just nice to get out and see people and socialise more than anything.
Yeah, see other people.
Get myself back into the lifestyle after being vanilla for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then on the Friday, because we'd heard about Jolie going off, we went to a restaurant, like a little goodbye dinner.
A little send-off, yeah.
Yeah. Just...
Well, it was close friends, so like me, you, Joel, obviously, Mr. and Mrs. Bournemouth, Busty Redhead.
Dragon Snap
and Jeeves. And yeah, just had a meal and said goodbye, and half of us brought our kids. So they all played in the wacky warehouse that was attached.
It would have been nice to have organised something a bit better, but, you know, two days.
It was a bit last minute, wasn't it?
2 days' notice, sorry, mate. Yeah. That's what you're getting.
Yeah, and he came round to ours the day before to give me my birthday present and,
yes,
and give say goodbye to Teddy and explain to him what he was doing.
Yeah, that was so really
Teddy
good.
Understood. So that was nice.
That was so good of him to do that.
Yeah. And that was the night you was in hospital again, so you weren't here for any of that.
Yeah. So I'm fine. I was just worried because obviously just getting off a plane and I've had
chest pains.
Yeah, pulmonary embolisms and stuff like that. So I just went to go get checked out, but I'm just a bit anemic. So all good in the hood.
Yeah, all good in the hood. And then Saturday,
we had a lunchtime meet.
We had a lovely little lunchtime meet with a couple who have been trying to meet up with us for a while.
Yeah.
And that was fucking weird because
it was so weird. So like this couple, they're like 10 years younger than us, live in Fareham. And they've literally got back from Thailand the day before we did.
Yeah, and it was so strange. Obviously, we started talking about what we've been up to, and they said, oh, we just come back from our honeymoon.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, we just come back from holiday. Where have you been? They're like, Thailand. I was like,
no.
Oh, shit. Whereabouts? And they said, oh, we flew in and out of Phuket. I was like, right. And they said, oh, yeah, we flew with Qatar. I was like, yeah, so did we. And it just got weirder and weirder, didn't it? And
yeah.
I mean, they must have never gone on Fab because I checked Fab and there was no couples near.
Yeah,
us.
I saw it a few, like looked on Fabs a few times, yeah, but there was still like 30 miles away, 50 miles away.
Well, 30 and 50 would have been Phuket North and Phuket South.
Yeah.
And then apart from that, it was like 500 miles and then back home was like 6,000 or whatever. But yeah, and that was just so strange. And they stayed in Phuket and then went off to Samui and Koh Phangan for the half moon and then back to Phuket to Phi Phi and then back to Phuket again. Mm. They flew back with Etihad though, so they wouldn't have been on.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have been on the same flight on the way.
No. But home, literally the day before us, wasn't it? They flew
home, yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts.
They flew on the Monday, we flew on the Tuesday.
Had no idea, and we've been trying to meet them for a while. And they were a really lovely couple, weren't they?
Yeah, their photos did not do them justice at all.
No, we sat there for about 3.5 hours while Teddy played in the attached, this is a pub in Portsmouth called The Farmhouse, and they got like a soft play attached as well.
Yeah, so it's quite
was good
a good
as gold,
one.
Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was
well
good.
Happy.
He found some friends in there and he was off. We chatted for about 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it was nuts. It went so quick.
A few points later for me. Yeah, but yeah, really nice couple. And then even more weird, it turned out that, I mean, they'd not been to any events yet, but the night before, a load of our group had gone to Mischiefs, and they were there.
Yeah.
So you popped a picture up on the Discord, didn't you? And it's like, oh my God, we recognised them. They were there last night.
So then our meet that we had Saturday night was at Mischiefs the night before. So they saw our lunchtime meet.
Yeah.
Which was really weird.
That was weird. But no, I think they're quite keen to do more and meet us again and join the group at some point. So, I mean, I've sent them a Discord link, but they've not joined yet.
Yeah, it was a bit overwhelming, isn't it, for newbies. So
yeah, I think it can be.
They'll just have, you know, they'll get there in time. So,
And then we had our sexy Saturday evening,
mm-hmm.
which sort of went into Sunday morning quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it was lovely meeting Mr. and Mrs. DTF from the house party and the social before we left.
But it gave you more of a chance as well because you hadn't obviously spent anywhere near as much time as I had with them.
Well, I hardly spent any time apart from can I fuck your missus and then start talking to our wardrobe.
But no, so they came round, they brought some wine with them.
Just one box though.
Just the one box. Teddy was already in bed. He did moan out a couple of times, but you know he was good as gold as always.
We stayed downstairs, didn't we? In the snug lounge.
So we put some music on, played some Cards Against.
We just chatted for ages.
Oh, I know. And then because it got up to that pinnacle hour of 12 o'clock and no one's still not done anything, we got the Game of Lifestyle cards out.
We did
just to break the ice, get us not in the mood, but like not let on, you know, just get on you sort of thing. kind of smooths you into a bit of.
But we only did about 5 or 6 cards and then we got stuck on a certain card.
So
we didn't really get stuck on it, but
me and Mrs. DTF was both supposed to play with Mr. DTF while He took turns in kissing both of us, but yeah, I didn't stop kissing him.
No, and then Mrs. DTF turned over towards me, and that was that card, and that lasted for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. And I really enjoyed playing with Mrs. DTF. She was really sensual in the way she just reacted to, like,
touch. Yeah, that's like what I said before, though.
Yeah, she reacted to touch a lot and kissing. I mean, I did sort of like, we did do a few different positions. I mean, I went down on her for a while, which she didn't react massively to having her pussy eaten, but she did once put a few fingers in her. She told me she couldn't squirt. I made her squirt.
She sprung a leak.
She sprung a leak now.
You broke her.
Yeah, maybe. And then I was fucking her doggy for a bit, and then I was having a break, so she got on top. And what she seemed to really like was just being sat on my cock, and she wasn't moving a huge amount. Like, she would go back and forth from, like, fucking me a bit more, and then she slowed down. It'd only just literally just be moving a little bit, but lots of stroking her, and she was, like, stroking me, running her fingers, or, like, sort of down my back and things.
Yeah.
And just loads of kissing, and she was really, really, like, good kisser and very pretty to look at. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Damn.
But, yeah, I mean, I even sort of, at one point, I had her on her back with her legs up and fucking her, but she wasn't reacting to that anywhere near as much as just sort of like
the slower stuff,
getting on top. And yeah, so that was really, really fun. And it just shows you how different each woman is.
Oh, absolutely. But no, I had a lot of fun with Mr. DTF. They even got to a point where I took him out in the kitchen just so I could squat on him and squirt all over his balls. And he was like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
It literally, from our very he left, it said it blew his mind.
Well, yeah, and if you've not had that, it is quite a nice feeling, and it is quite naughty, and yeah,
definitely naughty.
Does feel good. And we stopped, me and Mrs. DTF, like, we stopped and had a little bit of a break while you guys were in here, and like, he was proper sweating. And
he was putting
200% effort in.
I know.
And where we got the new lights in there, like the rainbow lights in the media wall,
yeah,
it was. He had like this iridescent shine to him, and I was like, why is he covered in oil? And then it took us a while to work it out. It's like, oh no, it's not. It's just pure sweat, but all the colours of the rainbow were reflecting off of him because the light's on the media wall. But yeah, and he was like, he was proper going to town, finger blasting you from behind, trying to get you to squirt on the bloody sofa.
I think I was just out. I'd run dry.
Well, we couldn't really see because there was like a cushion and a duvet in the way.
Yeah.
And all we could see was his elbow going up down. It looked like he was digging a hole.
For fuck's sake. I don't think he was digging a hole.
Yeah, but he put a lot of effort in.
Yeah.
I think the only thing you'd wish is that you had a bit more of a play with Mrs. DDS.
Yeah, I think that's because I was, you know, I had such a good time with her last time. But then, you know, I had to share her this time, so.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yeah, but yeah, really, really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun, just what we needed coming back from Thailand.
Yeah, definitely.
And to top it off at the end, we cooked chicken burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken wraps with wraps with chicken burgers in, and made sure everyone was fed and didn't want to get a bad trip advisor of you, did we, on the way
out? Well, no, that's very true.
We need to make sure everyone's satisfied and fed. But yeah, even just like afterwards, we got on so well, and we spent, you know, 4 or 5 hours just chatting and giggling and drinking. And to be fair, that happens quite a lot, doesn't it? Like, we're such social people now in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we say to everyone that we're just a pair of cunts, but in fact, we're probably not. We're actually quite nice people to be around.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If you give us a chance.
Yeah, I mean, everyone who comes around here, we end up.
We adopt most people. Yeah. They live here. We feed them. We're very giving people.
And it was nice to have a couple meet to ourselves on our own, because the last one was Booby and the Bear. And that went the same way. We ended up talking to them for too long, and we had to say, well, okay, we've got to play, because otherwise we won't play. It'd be too late.
I know, exactly.
So yeah, it's just nice to have couples to ourselves now and again.
Doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't.
But
not that we don't get lots of fun, because we do it.
Oh, I know,
parties
but
or clubs.
That's what I mean. Just that that standard 4-way swap is really nice.
Yeah, it would be even nicer actually if we can get our own bed back at some point.
Yeah, and that.
Because it is. I mean, it's all well and good on a sofa, but it's not the same, is it? It's not as easy. Yeah. So, yeah, that was the end of our Saturday fun.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, which was a couple of days ago, because it's now, what day are we on? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Which would have been yesterday, but yesterday's recording went wrong.
Yeah.
We got, well, we didn't get invited. We sort of invited ourselves round to Mr. and Mrs. Bournemouth's.
Wow. I said that we should have a meeting of a Joel support group.
Oh, a Joel's not here support group.
Yeah. So then Mrs. Bournemouth said, oh, you guys can come here if you want. I was like, sweet, what's for dinner? Can I bring the dogs? She was like, yeah, absolutely. What do you want? I was like, surprise me.
What he did do was slow-cooked barbecue crispy shredded duck.
Mm.
It was amazing.
Oh, so good.
And salt and pepper chips, homemade as well.
So we had crispy pancakes.
No, duck pancakes.
Duck pancakes with hoisin and, yeah.
All the Chinese marinade on the duck, and he slow-cooked it over in the barbecue. Yeah, it was amazing.
So good.
Yeah, he killed that pesky duck, and we ate it.
The duck got it. It got it.
It did.
But, yeah.
And it was nice, because we said in the morning, it's like, we need to do something with Teddy and for Teddy, because he was going to go back to school next day.
Yeah.
And had a week at school this time.
But they've got kids that are like very, very close age to Teddy. So,
yeah. So it was nice for him to get out, took the bloody dogs.
Went to the park.
Yeah, just had a nice sort of end to the weekend.
Mm.
And that's that, really.
That is that.
That is that.
So what have we got coming up?
We got Temptations on Friday.
Yeah. So we've hired Temptations for a private party for Stag's birthday.
Yeah, so we're doing Temptations Takeover on Friday the 26th.
Yeah.
Which is this Friday coming.
Then we've got a new pub. Social.
Yeah, so we've got a pub
our
social.
Our 3B1.
So we're doing social.
We're doing that on the Saturday, so the day before your birthday.
Yeah, Saturday the 27th.
Yeah.
And we're doing not a lot on the 28th because it's actually my birthday. And
it's actually your birthday on that day. I might see if the guys want to go for dinner somewhere.
Yeah, it's fine. Obviously, the main thing is to spend it with you and Teddy and
yeah,
make sure that he's happy and enjoying himself.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then May the 4th.
Untamed.
Untamed for our Untamed Takeover.
Yeah.
Which sold out within like a week and a half of me.
It's been sold out for like nearly 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I didn't really start advertising that. I know they put all the stuff out and so did we, but I didn't really start pushing it until after our last social, because it is a bit complicated pushing two socials at once.
Mm.
Literally sold out in a week and a half from that point. It was so quick.
Yeah.
It just disappeared. All the tickets went. And I think they've had a couple of cancellations, but they've got a waiting list.
Yeah.
Like a reserve list. So it's going to be a really, really good busy night. It's obviously sci-fi themed.
I don't know what to wear.
No, well, I'm thinking of going as Darth Vader, but I don't really know.
Maybe, maybe not.
I might just put a bin bag over my head and be done with it.
And be what?
Darth bin bag.
Darth bin bag. Wow. There you go.
Commitment
on that note.
For the cause.
But, on that note.
Yeah, so on that note, that's pretty much got us up to date.
It's better if recorded, I'm not doing it again.
Well, what do you do if you're not doing it again?
We'll just do a different episode.
Can't leave a gap. That won't work. But no, it should be fine. I'm about to check it. And yeah, see you all, or look forward to seeing you all soon.
Take care, sexies.
Take care, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey guys, want to keep up to date with what we're up to? Check out our show notes for links to X, Instagram, TikTok and more. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on whatever streaming site you're using. Thanks, sexies.